KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 73 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for variably cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, a high around 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Two separate traffic stops last night in Adams County resulted in the arrests of three people. At around 10:40 p.m., Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle near Highway 25 and 250th Street. The canine Baxo was deployed on the vehicle and gave a positive indication of the odor of narcotics. Upon further investigation, Alicia Lovell of Creston was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, and possession of a controlled substance hydrocodone. A passenger in the vehicle, Jacob Lowe of Creston, was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. And at around 11:30 p.m. Monday, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop near the Highway 25 and Adams-Taylor County line. Canine Baxo was deployed on the vehicle and again gave a positive indication of the odor of narcotics. Upon further investigation, Kevin Jungers of Lenox was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, a digital scale, and needles, and for having no valid driver's license. Jungers was also cited for no insurance and fraudulent use of registration. The sheriff's officials report also that at around 1:50 p.m. Saturday, Adams County deputies arrested Thomas Moore of Corning for theft in the second degree and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Monday that on Sunday, the city of Avoca successfully ended a discharge of untreated wastewater. City officials learned of the discharge September 16th, but they think it was ongoing since Friday. The city traced it to a partially open valve at a pumping station. They estimate about 75,000 gallons of the untreated discharge went into a drainage ditch, ending up about a quarter of a mile away in the west branch of the East Nishnabotna River. The city said it plans to prevent future discharges by fixing the valve. DNR staff inspected the site Monday and found evidence of the discharge. They're recommending keeping children and pets away from the ditch on the southwest side of the city for the next 48 hours. The DNR will consider appropriate enforcement action. No injuries were reported, but a piece of heavy machinery sustained about $15,000 damage Monday in Creston after it struck an overpass. Creston police say 59-year-old Raymond Osborne of Humboldt was driving a 2,000 Sterling tractor trailer southbound on Osage Street in Creston at around 10:25 a.m. when a payloader being hauled on the trailer hit a railroad overpass. No damage was observed on the overpass. The payloader is owned by Blacktop Service Company in Humboldt, and there were no citations issued. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Monday evening discussed a proposed fee scale for the use of 12 park shelters plus the bandshell at Sunnyside Park that the department oversees. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm said they currently have a total of 184 shelter reservations so far this year, and over the past 5 years, the reservations have grown from 170 to more than 200. Atlantic, he says, is the only city of those in comparable size in Iowa that accepts reservations without charging a fee or deposit.
When I first came here, it was abnormal for me because everywhere I've been, there's always been an associated fee for a rental, mainly because there's costs as far as administration, like labor, because you're reserving a space and there needs to be some accountability that since you reserve the space, you're gonna keep the place clean. And then since you did reserve it, honoring that reservation and just not reserving and having no shows.
An examination of 17 cities, according to Stasselm, showed that only 5 towns do not accept reservations.
And these are the towns within our league of cities that are in life size comparison. Every one of them that does shelter reservations, with the exception of Clear Lake, charges, but Clear Lake does do a $200 deposit if it is more than 50 attendees. And then there's 5 communities that don't do shelter reservations at all, and all their shelters are just first come, first serve basis.
For those cities that do charge, shelter rentals range from $20 to $30 for a 4-hour time slot, or anywhere from $30 to $50 is charged for a whole day's use. The shelters in Atlantic's Park are used from everything from weddings to family reunions, company picnics, and everything in between.
I'm just wanted to examine when people reserve shelters, look at charging them just a modest fee to help cover some of the cost and time that goes into not just during the weekdays, but weekends on call, keeping things stocked, keeping things clean, getting trash everything of that nature.
Stassholm said they currently budget $700 in restroom and trash supplies and around $2,000 in garbage service. About $2,640 in labor is spent from May through September to clean the facilities during the bulk of the reservation time frame. That brings the total cost to $5,340 in labor and supplies, not counting administration time and capital projects. Stassholm recommended the department charge a modest fee of $20 for a shelter reservation to help cover labor and supplies. That fee would only apply to reservations, as the shelters, he said, will always be free and open to the public whenever they want to use them. He also recommends most of the smaller shelters operate on a first-come, first-served basis to help save administrative hours. No action was taken on the recommendation during the board's meeting Monday. In other business, the Parks and Rec Board accepted the resignation of Ron Florey as Parks Foreman. He's accepted employment elsewhere. Stassholm recommended the board consider making the position full-time with benefits in the future. One of the reasons Florey chose to leave, according to Stassholm, was due to not having medical insurance. In our funeral announcements, Harold Brunk, age 85, of Griswold, died September 12th in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Harold Brunk will be today at 10:30 at the Griswold Community Building. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Jack Raymond Johnson, age 67, of Guthrie Center, died September 9th. A memorial service for Jack Johnson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Helen Larry, age 98, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Helen Larry will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Tom Pope, age 84, of Lewis, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Tom Pope will be this Thursday at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Charles Robinson, age 82, of Atlantic, died September 11th at the Griswold Care Center. A celebration of life for Charles Robinson will be held Friday at 1 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Arliss Butler, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died September 12th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Arliss May Butler will be held September 29th at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Glenn Ohms, age 86, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Glenn Ohms are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Robert Bob Hyman, age 87, of Atlantic, died September 12th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Bob Hyman are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.